You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. America is changing. Non-whites now make up a majority of kindergartners. By the next presidential election, the Census Bureau predicts they will be a majority of all children. And by 2044, no one racial group will be a majority in this country. This cross-current of demographic and cultural change is upending traditional voting patterns, and it's straining the fabric of just what it means to be American. Throughout this election season, NPR and its member stations have been having a collective national conversation called A Nation Engaged. The project has looked at central themes in this year's election, including this week's question, what does it mean to be an American? For our contribution to this project, we put the question to some promising young spoken word artists. Here's a poem entitled The Land of the Free by Leandra Gregory, who's a student and citywide poet at Detroit School of the Arts.
One nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all. We are supposedly one nation, but it seems as if we're only good at dividing. It runs in our genes. You see, there's always been a line we shouldn't cross as a people. We learned that living in America, you speak when spoken to. Hold your hands up high when a police officer approaches you, and you have every opportunity that the next person has. Under God, but fear that one day we won't make it to tomorrow. Fear to leave our homes for an education because school is no longer a safe haven. Left feeling as if our prayers weren't being answered, started seeing my people pray less. With liberty, I believe we were meant to be free. Witness firsthand what it's like to be hated for being you. We have the voice to speak nobody wishes to speak until it's too late. We're a prison in our minds, so we spend our time following in footsteps, searching for our leaders. It's hard making a living on your own. Justice for all, but our police stations have certain hours we can come into them. Rape kits remain untested, murders are committed, but these killers aren't persecuted. We march and protest to be heard. Yet it appears that if we do it, it's just to be ignored. See, life in America isn't as easy as people may imagine it to be. We have our fair shares of bomb threats to our schools, contamination to the water we drink due to an act of carelessness. But see, behind every dark cloud, there's a silver lining. Every maze has an end to it. Life in America is rough, just like every other place. But we are the land of the free and the home of the brave.
That was The Land of the Free, written and performed by Leandra Gregory. She's a student and citywide poet at Detroit School of the Arts. You can read her poem on our Stateside page at michiganradio.org.